Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Asisya El Davidowitz. Perek Lamed Dalet, Chapter 34, The Blessing of Insanity. I had a hard time choosing what to focus on for today's recording. There are so many amazing messages in this perek, so I strongly encourage you to read and learn through the perek on your own. There will be many familiar psukim in it, such as Tamu Re'u Ki Tov Hashem, Kefirim Rashu V'ra'ivu V'darshe Hashem Lo Yachsru Chol Tov, Mi Ha'ish HaChafetz Chaim, Nitzor Lashon Chameira, Sur Me'ra V'yasei Tov, Karov Hashem L'nishperei Lev. I decided that since those are likely more familiar to you, I would actually focus on one that is less familiar, but has within it an amazing lesson we can apply to our own lives. Pasuk Aleph, L'David mishanaso esta amo lefnei avimelech ve'yigarshehu ve'yilach. Translation: David wrote this Tehillim when he pretended to be insane in front of Avimelech, who drove David out, and then David escaped. Here's the context. As we have previously discussed, there was a period in David's life when he was a refugee on the run, trying to evade Shaul HaMelech's army, who were trying to find David and kill him. At one point, David was living amongst the Plishtim, and he was relatively safe there until he no longer was, and his life came under threat by Avimelech, the king of the Plishtim. Let's hit the pause button here. I'm going to back up a bit. Earlier in his life, David looked around the world and recognized that everything he saw in the world was incredible, with wisdom being the most beautiful of all, which left him with a question. He could not understand the value of insanity. Why would Hashem create the phenomena of insanity? What purpose could it possibly serve? Okay, let's hit the play button. Back to our story with David under the threat of death by Avimelech. David needs to figure out a way to save his life, and he does, by acting like a madman, by acting insane. Avimelech falls for it. He believes David's act, and in response, he allows David to go free. Chazal tell us in Pirkei Avos, Ezehu Chacham Halomed Mikol Adam, who is wise? Someone who learns from everyone. There is purpose in everything that Hashem created. There is what to learn from everyone. David saw people who were suffering from insanity, and he could not see the value in that until in his own life circumstances, he utilized what he learned from seeing people who were insane, and it became a blessing that saved his very life. As you meet all different types of people, in school, in camp, and in life, strive to be a chacham, a wise person. Everyone, without exception, has something from which you can learn. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, Le'iloi Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Bas Fegel Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother.